FBI arrests Lakeside man on ISIS conspiracy charges as border fire reaches full containment. Federal authorities arrested 25-year-old Barine Zayi of Lakeside on Friday on charges of conspiring to provide material support to ISIS following a tactical FBI raid at his East County residence that neighbors described as highly unusual. According to a Justice Department complaint, Zayi and two co-conspirators, 21-year-old Elias Shams al-Din of Porterville and 21-year-old Bissam Ghafour of Leawood, Kansas, allegedly developed a cryptocurrency scheme intended to purchase drones for an ISIS attack targeting U.S. Special Forces deployed overseas. The use of cryptocurrency to fund the alleged plot reflects how terrorist financing has evolved away from traditional banking systems that generate paper trails. The targeting of U.S. Special Forces specifically, rather than softer civilian targets, suggests a degree of operational specificity that counterterrorism officials have pointed to as a marker of serious planning. Zayi is described as a former military member who had lived in the Lakeside area for roughly 15 years, a background that raises questions about radicalization pathways that investigators are expected to examine. On a more reassuring public safety front, CAL FIRE announced Sunday that the Border 6 fire near Tecate Peak is now 100% contained. The blaze burned 2,525 acres across both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border, but caused no structural damage and no injuries. More than 600 personnel from CAL FIRE, San Diego County Fire, BLM, U.S. Forest Service, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife were deployed, supported by 31 engines, 12 water tenders, 5 helicopters, 6 dozers, and 19 hand crews. All evacuation orders and road closures, including Barrett Truck Trail and Tecate Peak Road, were lifted by June 4th. Officials credited the new CAL FIRE C-130H Hercules air tanker, now based at Ramona Air Attack Base and capable of carrying 4,000 gallons of retardant, as a significant asset in the response. The fire's cause remains under investigation by Mexican authorities, underscoring the cross-border diplomatic dimension of wildfire management in the region. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement through Thursday afternoon, warning of 4 to 7 foot surf with sets reaching up to 11 feet at south-facing beaches and elevated rip current risk at Ocean Beach, Mission Beach, Coronado, and La Jolla.